Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the second Sunday in Advent, Revelation, Jesus Loves Me. Sermon by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. Christianity is a religion of revelation. Revelation is something that is revealed, shown, or told to us by somebody else. In a religion of revelation, the focus is not on us. Christianity does not claim to be the product of thousands of years of man's wisest thoughts and fondest hopes and noblest aspirations. Christianity claims to be a body of information that God Himself has shown us. Christianity is not a theory or hypothesis. Christianity is the truth. The truth remains the truth, whether we accept it or not. God reaches out to us, and He reveals truth to us. Our understanding and our response are determined by our cooperation with the Holy Ghost. The main way God has revealed the truth about Himself to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God become man. The way we know God is in and through Jesus. Jesus Himself says that the way we know Him is through what He calls the Scriptures, the writings. He told His Jewish opponents, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." He was referring, of course, to the Hebrew Scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. The Church regards Jesus' own Scriptures and the writings about Jesus we call the New Testament as the chief sources of God's revelation. The Bible is the main way God shows Himself to us and tells us about Himself and about how we can get into a proper relationship to Him. Our Anglican tradition places a high priority on the Holy Scripture. A man who seeks ordination, according to our prayer book, has to swear before God and the bishop that he is persuaded that the Holy Scriptures contain all doctrine required as necessary for eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It is no secret that Bible study plays a large role in our life together in this parish. One of my goals in my work as a bishop is to make what happens here less the exception and more the rule among our congregations. The attendance at our Bible classes and the response to them is extremely gratifying. Would that we had them. I can only assume that those of you who never attend the classes are studying diligently on your own at home. Hope you're all studying. Bible study is not an optional extra. If you want to have ongoing relationship to Jesus Christ, and it is hard to know what you're doing in church if you don't, you need to be in constant contact with His Word. If you do not know Him as He reveals Himself in the Bible, it will be that much more difficult to see Him in the sacraments and in your relationships to other people and in the way He works in your everyday life. The piece of biblical revelation that today's gospel lesson gives us is the news that someday the world is going to end very dramatically. Jesus describes major disturbances in the sky and on earth, which will occur just before He comes back to earth in cloud and light. There is nothing in nature that would suggest that things are going to end that way. We only know it because He says so. We know it by revelation. Christians are going to have a big advantage when all of that begins to take place. People who haven't heard the revelation or who have decided to ignore it, will participate in a collective nervous breakdown. Jesus says there will be distress of nations with perplexity, men's hearts failing them for fear. Christians will not need to be distressed or perplexed or fearful because we will know what is happening. We got it from the revelation. Jesus tells us, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. He means, while the rest of the world tears its hair out, you can be calm because you know that the end of the world is something to be happy about. Well, you will take care of the hair problem. Jesus is going to come back. The dead are going to be raised up out of their graves in new bodies. We're all going to be judged. We're all going to be found guilty of sin. Those of us who want to go to heaven will say, yes, I am a sinner, but Jesus died to forgive me. The people who choose hell will say things like, I can't believe this is happening. My rector said it was all just symbolic, or how dare you call me a sinner, or I thought you were just kidding about going to church, or you're just being arbitrary, or let's look at all the good things I did. There's only one way to heaven, and it is through letting yourself be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Only a revelation could tell you that. I love the story of the distinguished professor of philosophical theology who was retiring after a long life of thinking and writing and teaching. After his last lecture, one of his students asked, what is the most important single thing you have learned in all your years of study? The professor replied without hesitating, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen.